Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Before punk rock and CBGBs, before heroin and cocaine, Richard Hell was Richard Myers, the son of university psychologists in Kentucky with an advanced intellect and tendency toward destruction, two traits that would help him define an artistic era in the years to come. Richard Hell left high school, caught a ride to New York, and never looked back. And despite having retired from music in 1984, he's still remembered as one of punk rock's founding fathers, known for forming what would become the group Television, and for the album Blank Generation by Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. Hell has spent the last three decades writing fiction and nonfiction in a series of books and magazine articles. His latest is his memoir, I Dreamed I Was a Very Clean Tramp, which is out now from Echo.
My environment was kind of generic American suburbs. I mean, people think of Kentucky as being Appalachia and rednecks and hillbillies and feuding Hatfields and McCoys, you know, up in the hollers, down in the hollers, up in the mountains, coal mining. Lexington was kind of a typical American city, small city of about 150,000, and we lived on the outskirts in the kind of suburbs that became really common in the 50s. And I mean, to me, it always felt as if my environment was sort of mass culture of America rather than any pocket of ethnicity, whether it be the South or any other sort of defined subculture. It was just television and movies and public school and spending all day out playing with your friends in the peaceful neighborhood rather than anything more distinctive. So yeah, that was what my childhood was like.
You couldn't wait to get out of there in some sense. What led you to, you know, make the move to the big city? Did you always have New York on your mind?
My father's mother, well, my grandmother, did move to New York when I was a child. And we would visit her every now and then, so I had some exposure, though it was a kind of a diluted exposure because she lived in a kind of idyllic part of New York in the Greenwich Village, which isn't really typical of a city, but was my impression of what New York was like. And, yeah, I did, you know, want to get away from Kentucky by the time I was a teenager, and ended up dropping out of school. And, as a teenager, I kind of got in small scrapes with the authorities. Nothing dramatic, but I was, you know, kind of a troublemaker. It was small scale. Anyway, I was just itchy to be out on my own. And so, yeah, I dropped out of school and came to New York a few weeks after my 17th birthday with the idea of New York as being the most exciting place.
Were you always kind of self-taught? Because on the one hand, you know, you were really drawn to books and to poetry. On the other, you did not take to formal schooling so much.
Yeah, I'm definitely self-taught. And sometimes I feel it, you know, and I can see it in other people who are who kind of overreach because they're insecure about not ever having been formally educated. But I am a compulsive reader and researcher. I have learned a lot about a lot of things. And I'm pretty secure. But fortunately, you never run out of stuff to learn. I mean, in the past few years, I've actually kind of set up a an ambition for myself of reading the great world classic writers that I wasn't exposed to in school and that I hadn't read yet. And there's a lot of them. I mean, I've always been inclined to prefer sort of lyrical stuff, short texts, and now I'm determined to read whole big bodies of work and giant novels. For instance, I read Proust in the past 5 or 6 years, and that was really a revelation. It's really fun to find out how your life can still be changed by a work of art like that, you know, at this late date. I'm 64 now, and I never have gone back to school.
How did reading Proust change you?
I mean, God, that's complex. It showed me possibilities of art in writing that I'd never seen achieved before, so there was that inspiration. But sort of the way that great books work on you, or any kind of art, is that they state explicitly ideas and sensations and moods and experience they describe that you recognize in yourself but had never consciously felt exposed before. I mean, so it brings to life these worlds inside yourself that were there already, but were sort of buried, were covered in fog, and they get revealed by the writer, so they become accessible to you and become part of your conscious knowledge about the world and experience, and so everything gets enriched that way.
It's I Dreamed I Was a Very Clean Tramp, the autobiography from Richard Hell, and it's out now in paperback from Echo Books. Richard, thank you very much for taking some time for us.
Sure, thanks. Appreciate it.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.